From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, early voting rate for June 3rd local elections nears 20% in mid-afternoon of day two, outpacing levels seen in previous local elections. Train operations on the Gyeonggi Line resume following the Seosomun overpass collapse. And sharp decline in Middle East oil exports amid the U.S.-Iran war hitting major importers, with South Korea being heavily affected. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. The early voting rate for the June 3rd local elections and by-elections has surpassed 19%. According to the National Election Commission, close to 8.83 million out of 44.65 million eligible voters had cast their ballots as of 3 p.m. Saturday, bringing the cumulative early voting rate since Friday to 19.77%. The rate is 2.39 percentage points higher than that recorded during the same period of the 2022 local elections. South Jeolla Province recorded the highest early voting rate at 34.34%, while the southeastern city of Daegu posted the lowest at 15.61%. Seoul's rate stood at 19.62%. Early voting to select 16 metropolitan mayors and provincial governors, 16 superintendents of education, 227 local government heads, and approximately 4,000 local council members will continue until 6 p.m. Saturday at some 3,500 polling stations nationwide. Parliamentary by-elections are also being held in 14 constituencies nationwide. Early voting was first introduced for South Korea's 20th National Assembly elections in 2016. Train operation has resumed on the Sincheon-Seoul Station section of Gyeonggi Line on Saturday, 4 days after operations were suspended due to the collapse of the Seosomun overpass in Seoul's Sodaemun district. Subway operation on the Gyeonggi Jungang Line resumed at 5:37 a.m. Saturday, with the first train heading from Munsan to Seoul Station and the first KTX train bound for Mokpo departed from Haengshin Station and crossed Seosomun intersection at around 6:20 a.m. The overall operation rate Saturday had reached 84.8% of normal operation. The Transport Ministry said it expected operations to return to normal starting Sunday. Emergency demolition work at the overpass was completed at around 9:40 p.m. Friday, 79 hours after a section collapsed during a safety inspection. The ministry said it will continue safety inspections of tracks and train operations on the Sincheon-Seoul Station section of the Gyeonggi Line while pursuing measures to determine the cause of the accident and prevent a recurrence. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said states, including China, should not impose their hegemony and hold the security or prosperity of the U.S. and allies in question. Speaking at IISS Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore on Saturday, Hegseth said there is rightful alarm in the Asia-Pacific region regarding China's military buildup and the expansion of its military activities in the region and beyond. The secretary said a Pacific dominated by any hegemon would unravel the regional balance of power. Hegseth said the security of the region has rested disproportionately on American military power for too long, as he reiterated U.S. call for its allies and partners to increase defense spending to 3.5% of their gross domestic product. He then praised South Korea for agreeing to increase its defense spending and said Seoul's strong will to retake its wartime operational control from Washington is like a breath of fresh air. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump will only make a peace deal with Iran that is good for America and satisfies its red lines. His statement came after a Situation Room meeting with his top aides to finalize a framework for extending the ceasefire ended without any details being disclosed. Following a KBS inquiry on the matter on Friday, an email statement from the White House also said Iran can never possess a nuclear weapon. Earlier, Trump announced he would be making a final determination on the potential deal in the Situation Room, and that Iran must agree to never have a nuclear weapon, have its highly enriched uranium destroyed, and the Strait of Hormuz must reopen without tolls. Speaking to an Iranian broadcaster on Friday, Tehran's foreign ministry spokesperson Esmail Baghaei rejected any should and must language from Western parties and said Iran makes decisions based on the interests and rights of its own nation. The spokesperson said, though the exchange of messages with the U.S. was continuing, an understanding has not been finalized. Gasoline and diesel prices at domestic gas stations posted a slight decline for a second consecutive week. According to OPINET, the Korea National Oil Corporation's fuel price information system, the average retail price of gasoline at gas stations nationwide in the fourth week of May fell 0.21 from the previous week to 2011.11 per liter. The average price of diesel also edged down by 0.21 from a week earlier to 2005.71 per liter. Global oil prices declined this week following reports that the United States and Iran had reached an agreement on a memorandum of understanding aimed at ending the war. However, the decline was limited by intermittent military clashes between the two sides. South Korea was invited to attend the Group of Seven's meeting of digital ministers for the second year in a row as a country of major cooperation in the digital and artificial intelligence sector. According to Seoul's Ministry of Science and ICT, Second Vice Minister Liu Jae-myung attended the Digital Ministers' meeting in Paris on Friday that covered AI safety, application by small to mid-sized firms, digital carbon neutrality, and online protection of minors. Liu introduced South Korea's AI-related policies as he emphasized the need to simultaneously make progress in both innovation and confidence in an era of digital and AI transition. The vice minister shared Seoul's policies on AI one-stop voucher program for small to mid-sized businesses to foster experts in AI transition and support for AI data centers. He also discussed the new AI Basic Act, which aims to establish a national governance framework for the technology and efforts toward low-powered data centers. The third San Miguel de Allende International Book Fair has opened at the UNESCO World Heritage Site in central Mexico, with South Korea attending as the guest country. The fair will run from Friday until June 7th, featuring over 100 cultural events such as book presentations, film screenings, workshops, and artistic performances. The events will highlight South Korean literary works translated into Spanish, traditional art, dance, music, cinema to help strengthen cultural ties between South Korea and Mexico. South Korean writer Yoon Jung-un, who penned the best-selling novel Marigold Mind Laundry and its sequels, is scheduled to meet with local fans. There will also be performances featuring traditional Korean music gugak and traditional samulnori percussion ensemble. K-pop megagroup BTS has attracted 848,000 fans during their 15 world tour concerts in five cities across North America. According to the boy band's management agency, Big Hit Music, on Saturday, BTS held sold-out performances featuring tracks in its latest album, Arirang, and a list of other hits in the U.S. cities of Tampa, El Paso, Stanford, Las Vegas, as well as Mexico City. Tickets to additional shows in Tampa, Stanford, and Las Vegas were also sold out. Billboard reported that BTS ranked atop its monthly touring report for April, grossing $76.2 million and selling 417,000 tickets during 8 shows in Goyang, Tokyo, and Tampa. The group is scheduled to meet with fans in South Korea during the Busan leg of their tour on June 12th and 13th. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.